Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. I think there are millions and billions of people of consenting age that engage in activities. Yes, I tend to agree. There are millions and billions of people who do carry out a biological function. I let a lot of people down. Come on, man. Sharp initially claimed his Instagram account had been hacked in a post on X before he deleted the post and admitted Wednesday night that the event occurred because of his lack of technological knowledge. Now, I mean, if on the video he said, you could hear him saying, come on, let's bring in the dog and fuck the dog or something like that. I mean, then we'd have a reason to be upset at him or, you know, come on, let's go find a baby. I mean, those are all things that, or if he busted out, come on, let's get you pregnant so that we can have an abortion. Sure. He says, I threw my phone on the bed and gazed. I threw my phone on the bed and gazed in an activity, Sharp said. I do not know IG Live. I never turned IG Live, so I don't know how it works. And all of a sudden, my other phone stopped going off. It was Sharp's marketing partner, Jamie Fritz, who was finally able to get through to alert him of the situation, and it was another person who eventually ended the live video, he explained on the show. My phone wasn't hacked. It wasn't a prank. It was me being a healthy, active male, he said. Y'all thought I was bull jiving. Get it in. Chad Ochocinco Johnson, he does a show with him, did attest to Sharp's lack of technological awareness, telling the audience during the episode that the 3-time Super Bowl champ has butt-dialed him in the past without even realizing it. However, while Johnson did attempt to show Sharp grace, he couldn't help but prod him over Sharp chastising Johnson previously over his professionalism. I'm baffled. I never thought I'd see the day where you, Unc, would pull something so out of character. Johnson said, a little unprofessional. I'm not mad. I'm thoroughly disappointed because I hold you to a higher standard. Oh, shut up, Ocho. Who can be referred to as Unc, by the way? I've heard that twice. Unc with the chair from Montgomery Brawl and Shannon Sharp as Unc. Urban Dictionary Unc. Brother of your father or mother. Slang, older male mentor. What's up, Unc? I haven't seen you since last Thanksgiving. Okay. There we go. Now we know. Piano Finger Banger says he should just lean into it and launch an OnlyFans. Well, it would do well because Shannon Sharp is a, he is jacked. I mean, he is in great shape. Let's see. Kenny says, I can't deal with anyone who talks about themselves in third person. Tophus says there's some backpedaling going on there. All right. What, really, this is maybe this is his way of leaning into it, acting like, you know, he's apologetic. I think it's hilarious. He should just roll with it. Not a big deal, dude. Who cares? You having sex is not a big deal. No one cares that much. All right. A couple more sponsors I want to get to right now, including the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. 231-332-6505. Buy now, refinance later. That's right. Get into a mortgage with Mario ASAP. You can do this from anywhere in the United States, too. So if you're thinking about buying a home, have Mario be one of your choices that you kind of peek at and perhaps give your business to. 231-332-6505. Mario will roll out the red carpet for you. He's one of the best. Number one in America for a reason. 231-332-6505. Then, of course, there's our Latino lover, Joe Martinez. What a week for him. He has been very active in the chat, doing all this bow to no one nuttiness, and no one really takes any of that seriously because Michigan football stinks this year. But one thing you must understand is he is the lifeblood of heating and cooling in West Michigan. The fact that the gas company, DTE, said, you are the guy that we want to partner with to try to deliver free furnace tune-ups and diagnostic testing for the people in West Michigan is saying something, in my opinion. So if you have not had a tune-up slash diagnostic test done on your furnace for free in the last 2 years, then this is for you. All you need to do is reach out to him, 616-516-8579, and schedule. He shows up. He does what he has to do. An hour later, he leaves. You pay him nothing. That's how this works. 616-516-8579. For the rest of us who have taken advantage of this, it's still important that you have your furnace cleaned every year. You might not need the diagnostics, but at least get your furnace cleaned every year. $79 for that. 616-516-8579. Okay, I want to get into this one. There's not a lot of details on this, but story going around about a guy at a restaurant. I'm not sure exactly where. All I know is it's, and I can't even tell you if this is a brand new video. A lot of people are saying it's a brand new video that just happened. It's some dude who is pissed off at his wife and is giving her shit and just being a total asshole here. And the story that it says that because the wife spoke to a group of black people at the restaurant that they're at. So somewhere in the South. And now everybody's Tizzy. What's his name? Tizzy. The TikTok guy. He did a video on it. In fact, I want to get it. I think it's Tizzy, right? Tizzy Shizzle. Tizzy Ent. That's the guy. Okay, where is his video on it? Because he's trying, what he does is he tries to find out who the person is.
Let's go for it, get mad at you, before I get mad at you.
All right. Tis the end. He tried to find out who the Kent Trails bike asshole was. Remember that? He actually helped find the guy. All right, I'm going to let Tizzy explain this.
I genuinely hate videos like the ones I'm about to show you because I have no information. I don't know where this happened. I don't know when it happened. I tried to check to see at least if it was...
Sorry, I got to turn the volume up and it stops.
Old, because a lot of times that's what the deal is. When some random account like picks up a video and starts posting it, it's just an old video that's being recycled. The only articles and stuff I could find about it, though, are within the last like day. So it may be new. A lot of people are recording, so I feel like there should be more footage. It's just, what is in this video is so concerning. Concern for the safety of this woman, and especially this child. Massive trigger warning if DV is a trigger for you. Don't watch this. But allegedly, in a restaurant, this guy got upset because his wife spoke to someone who was black. That's what's being stated on the post as what set him off. And he did this.
Tizzy is a handsome dude. I mean, he's got the beard going, but this guy is so goddamn handsome, it's unbelievable.
Because his wife spoke to someone who was black. That's what's being stated on the post as what set him off. And he did this.
So this heel check, someone tells him to shut up. He goes, hey, you mind your fucking business.
I don't give a fuck about you and the police, hoes. Call the goddamn law. Get the fuck out of my face, man.
Some other guy comes up. He tells him, get out of his fucking face. Yeah, he's so belligerent. I think he's intimidated the whole restaurant. Because the whole kitchen staff should be fucking stabbing this guy right now. Now there's a different angle as they're trying to leave the restaurant.
Let's go, boy! Get mad at you, motherfucker!
Get that baby from him!
Okay, it looks like somebody grabbed the thank you, come again sign and wants to use it as a weapon on the guy.
What are you doing?
Fuck his ass up. Never before, anyone who's watched this wants that guy to get killed. I mean, this is a vile human being. Someone said it's possibly Tunica, Mississippi.
Actually, I have an update. Since I started recording this, a guy named Jay on Twitter put this together. He had posted about this. Someone messaged him and said, I think this is my local Mexican restaurant. And then he went to Google and looked at images. And it looks like we have a match. Like this thing behind her right there. The light fixtures are the same. The glasses are the same. The wall with the brick. And that looks like it's a place called Mexico Grill in Tunica, Mississippi.
Tunica, ding dong.
So if you live in Tunica, Mississippi, you probably recognize this place. And hopefully you recognize the people who are in this video. These folks right here. A lot of people are concerned. I got sent this about 500 times. People are terrified for this woman, terrified for that little girl, and rightfully so. If you know these people and you want to let me know who they are, great. More importantly, if you know her and can reach out to her, ma'am, there were people there who wanted to help you. There were people there who saw how awful this was for you and your daughter. And if nothing else, your daughter is learning that someone who loves her will treat her like this.
Wow.
And I don't think you want that for her. There is help. There are resources. There are people who would be willing to help you get out of the situation if you wanted to. So if you see this and want to reach out to me, I'd be more than happy to keep you anonymous. I'm not trying to out you publicly. I'd love to help you get in a better situation. So hopefully if someone knows who this is, please let me know.
Okay, so that guy,
Donald Trump,
the bad guy, is so out of control. If I'm Tizzy, I'm like, boy, this is actually risky, in my opinion, to even go down this direction of posting it. You know, because he's the type of guy that if he finds out that this is being bandied about like this, he's just going to go and punch her repeatedly and injure her or worse. Chris says, is he yelling at his wife or the guy she talked to? No, he was yelling at her. That might have been one of the most fucked up things I have ever seen in my life. Oh, my God. I cannot believe that these people actually exist. And the fact that that guy was, people have gotten the shit kicked out of them for far less. Oh, can you imagine, though, if, like, everybody there just, like, beat the shit out of them? And then, you know, they got in trouble. And if I was the judge and I knew that video existed and then these people got it, I would make sure that I would go as lenient as possible on whoever injured that asshole. This is the type of guy who, if family members know him, that if somebody put a hit out on him, people would be very, very happy with that. Kenny says, I missed what he was mad about. Well, that makes it a million times worse. He was mad because the wife, like, said hi to a black guy. Hey, what's going on, Leon? Oh, you've got to be kidding me. What a horrible scenario. Tizzy's great. He's got like a million of these.
You ugly n***er. You're a f***ing ugly
f***. Yeah, this one.
Okay. Hold on a second.
It's going to be a doozy. Let me give you the backstory.
You ugly n***er. You're a f***ing ugly
f***. Yeah, this one's going to be a doozy. Let me give you the backstory. A young woman the other day, a young black woman, is in Tampa, Florida, driving into Brandon, Florida. She's dropping her young daughter off at daycare. She said she saw a truck behind her at one point, like a few cars back, swerving and honking. She thought something was going on, had nothing to do with her. She pulls into a right-hand lane to make a right-hand turn, but the sign says, no turn on red. So she's waiting for the light. She's turned, kind of talking to her daughter while she's waiting, and then she hears a bang on her door. She turns around, and there's someone standing there. And she said her first impression was that it was a police officer because of the gun. She said this woman was at her door with a firearm and a holster on her side, her shirt tucked in between her body and the gun. She could see it clearly. And then she kind of realizes what the woman's saying. She's yelling, you stupid N-word, you and your monkey baby, you're going to make me late, and making threats. Then she walks away, gets in her truck, and drives around and, like, blocks her in. They actually miss the light. The light turns green. This woman, who's running late, makes them miss the light and is still screaming. At that point, so when she pulls out her phone and starts recording, let me quickly say, this video is going to, like, freeze up at a moment. There's something, like, corrupt in the file when she tries to send it. But the audio is still playing. It's not you. It's the video. But just watch what happens.
I love that he explains
that.
Yep.
Don't bother me, you ugly n***er. You're a f***ing ugly f***ing. Like your baby. You stupid. Learn how to drive before you kill her.
Yep.
What's that going to do, you stupid?
Yep.
She She said once she saw the phone, she took off. So she kept recording, hoping to get a clear shot of her plate. And this is where she was going anyway. That woman turns right. She is as well. But then for some reason, she thinks that woman thought she was following her, actually stopped and got in behind her. And then said she followed her. She'd come in front of her and brake check her, then get behind her again. Finally, the victim pulled into a parking lot with this woman right behind her and started honking her horn to get attention because she was afraid this woman's going to do something. And then this woman took off and was finally gone. Unfortunately, the footage she recorded of her plates looks like this. So I'm going to try that thing they do in the movies where they like zoom in and say enhance and it clears up the image. So enhance.
Oh,
that worked really well. That's
did work really,
really
well.
Clear. Yeah, unfortunately, that whole enhanced thing doesn't work. But this is her plate. And you might think, oh, that's wonderful. Someone saw this happening and actually got a good shot of her plate. Nope. This picture wasn't taken by someone who saw what was happening to her. This picture was taken on a totally different day by a totally different black woman who had almost the identical experience with that same woman. She said she was driving and had that woman in that truck cut her off and almost cause an accident. So she honked at her and the woman flew into a rage, started swerving and screaming. So she flipped her off and tried to keep going. But instead, then she got in front of her, was brake checking her. She said, I could not get past her. I literally had to go on the grass to get around her. And then she came speeding up to me with her window down, calling me an N and my baby daughter an N baby. Sure. My daughter was so frightened once she seen her showing a black object that we both assume was a gun. That sound familiar? Like the one she had on her side?
Jesus,
she said fuck. When she pulled out her phone and started recording her, she sped off, but she zoomed in and got the plate. And just so we know, they are the same person. This is the picture the second victim took. The first victim didn't realize in that video where she was yelling at her that she actually got part of her plate at the tail end of it. And you can see it's the same. AZ6-1TW. It's the same woman in the same truck. Now, I'll say this. I have a name, and I'm confident it's the right name for a lot of reasons, not the least of which is this criminal traffic record, but I'm not going to put it out there yet. It has been given to police, and they are working on this. They're taking it seriously, and I appreciate that. But I wanted to put this out there because, one, I think I'm going to have people contact me who confirm that name, and two, I kind of think we're going to find more victims. I think we're going to find more people who have had similar encounters with her, and I would like to talk to them. So Tampa, and especially Brandon, Florida, do me a favor. Someone tell me, who is she?
Oh, my God. This is great. I love this guy. Everything about him. I got to interview him. He is so cool. Tizzy Ent. I'll link him up in the show notes. I just love him. A sip of bitter coffee is back. What up, BC? Be easy on Kenny, guys. Yeah, what the fuck was going on yesterday? I have gotten at least 30 or 40 days of being a sweetie to Kenny. And that is my new policy. Be a sweetie to Kenny. And there you guys are being dicks to him. Okay? I've had it. We're all here to get along. God damn it. Kenny says, dude, I even almost re-added you on Facebook. There was one time he unfriended me because I think I took a Facebook post and talked about it on here, and he was, oh my God, he's ready to kill me. He's ready to murder me. No, you must, Kenny. You must add me back. God damn it. Okay, I want to get into Dave Grohl. Thank you to Stevie for tipping me off on this. Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Dave made a bad decision. He made a poor choice. And I'm literally... I'm being very, very specific because I've heard a lot of people say, oh, yeah, Dave made a mistake. And this is not a mistake. This is a choice. A mistake is what Shannon Sharp did. I'll get to that in a second. Bob wrote, I'm all for Kenny beat-ups, but yesterday was uncalled for. Yeah, that's been a long time to figure out appropriate Kenny beat-ups. Like, if I'm busting Kenny about his music choices or whatever the hell, or making various diet jokes, or talking about him when I am concerned right now. All right, I think I'm back. I did nothing. I had nothing to do with that. All I was doing was talking, and then I see what just happened, offline, ending stream. I didn't do anything. I was sitting here minding my own business. But it's back now. All right. I don't even remember what point I was trying to make. Yeah, on my end, it looked great. It says that I have zero viewers. But I know you're here. Radio Voice Linda says AT&T is having outages this morning. My company was affected. Yeah, this is not AT&T. This is Comcast Business. All right. Anyway. So, Dave Kroll. You got Mrs. Dave Grohl, Mrs. Grohl, and his three daughters. In fact, here's a very nice picture of the Grohls. Okay. You got Dave here looking like kind of a nerd. An absolutely stunning wife. Look at her. Holy moly. And three beautiful children. Look at these lovely ladies. Oh, my God. He is so lucky. This one here looks like she's getting ready to kick somebody's ass. Now, for the rest of Dave's days, he's going to have to win back the trust of these four, and they all want to kick his ass. But a credit to Mrs. Grohl, she's letting him back in the house after Dave announced that he is a father of another child outside of his marriage. Oh, my God, Dave. Now, I'm not judging Dave Grohl. I'm looking beyond it already. And, oh, my God, are you fucked? These four are going to beat the shit out of you. And not only, I mean, it's one thing if you go outside of the marriage, but you will be interacting with Mommy B-Team for the rest of your days. And these kids have a half-sister. And, oh, man, Dave. Now, Mrs. Grohl strikes me as pretty cool. So, now, in a perfect world, she's like, God damn it, Dave. Who is it? And then he's like, oh, Jesus Christ, I'm so sorry. Yeah, all right. And then Mrs. Grohl, like, forgives Dave but wants to kick his ass, but also forgives the mistress and says, all right, we're going to help you raise this child. Keep your fucking hands off my husband. We're going to do the right thing. Dave's going to do the right thing here. You know, she just strikes me as that level of cool, Mrs. Grohl. The line from that one song, I've got another confession to make, or I've got a confession to make. Ah. So I want to read Dave's statement. I've recently become the father of a new baby daughter born outside of my marriage. I plan to be a loving and supportive parent to her. I love my wife and my children, and I'm doing everything I can to regain their trust and earn their forgiveness. We're grateful for your consideration toward all the children involved as we move forward together. Now, look, say what you will, but that right there is probably the most effective way to move forward. That's a baller move there. There's no excuse. It's not too long. It's not too wordy. It's, oh boy, this happened, and we're going to try our best to make this, you know, in 20 years, I want to look back on this and go, ha, 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 right. So Dave's in the doghouse. And the fact that there's four women who are going to beat his ass. He's got the daughters. He's got the wife. And I'm really impressed. I mean, with all of this, I'm impressed with that she let him back in the house. I like that Dave is owning this. Sure, you don't like that it happened. Who would? But you won't. Like I said, you won't get any judgment out of me. Chris says, I was on Dave Grohl's fan page and I had to mute it for a while. So many people saying it's nobody's business. No, it is. It is people's business. It absolutely is people's business. Dave wouldn't have posted about it otherwise. Okay? If Dave posted about it, then it's fair game. It's okay to discuss that. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't really have a problem with any of this. I mean, it's unfortunate that Dave did that, but I'm not going to judge him because that would be ridiculous. Kenny says, sad. Why is it hard for people to only have sex with their spouse? Fucking get a divorce first. All right, so Kenny might be a little bit more judgmental in this. I feel sorry for his wife and daughters. Oh, I do too. But if they do salvage this, it's really a credit to them because it's oftentimes. I mean, if Dave goes outside of the marriage, this happens, baby is born, but he still loves his wife. He wants. I think you got to give people a chance to rehabilitate if they want it. Like if Dave Grohl wants to rehabilitate himself and turn this around and make this a good situation for all over time. I think everybody gets that opportunity, in my opinion. But if someone cheats and then they say, all right, you can come home, and then you keep cheating, you keep doing that over and over again, then I think that that's a problem. Then it's justified. I can't even say it's not justified for Mrs. Grohl if she decided to say, well, then I can't be married to you. I think that's justified too, believe me. But if people give another chance, I think that that's okay too. Give them a chance to turn it around if they're lucky enough to get that chance, you know? If people can get that type of chance, that opportunity, and they're allowed to try, well, then they're a lucky son of a bitch. And that's what Dave Grohl is going on here. And that shows that Mrs. Grohl is a keeper. I'm hoping that that's the case. Piano Finger Banger says, what's the over under that the side chick's age starts with a 2? Boy. Oh. Rich says, Kenny sounds a little jealous about someone getting some extra trim. When's the last time you heard of the word trim? Kenny is not in a joking mood. He says, clearly you know nothing about me, but that's okay. Relax. He's just making a crack. Stevie says, wow, I'm not surprised. He's always rubbed me the wrong way. All right. So that's about it. Yeah, I think that that's a problem for Dave, and some people will be upset at him. But what a lovely family. I think Mrs. Grohl, you know how much dick Mrs. Grohl could get? I mean, she's 10. She's a 10 out of 10. She's that attractive, Mrs. Grohl. I mean, and Dave, in my opinion, isn't the prettiest flower. He's kind of a dork. God damn. All right, so that's my take on it. I wish him the best. His wife is Jordan Blum. I don't know anything about Jordan Blum. I think I need to find out more about Jordan Blum. I didn't even know. I've never heard of her. Jordan. Is she a nobody? I think she's pretty private. Dave rarely. She rarely does anything with him. In 1994, Grohl married Leah Youngblood, a photographer from Grosse Pointe, Michigan. They separated in December of 96, divorced in 97. Uh-oh. Grohl admitted to infidelity in that relationship. Oh, boy. On the 2nd of August, 2003, he married Jordan Blum. Three daughters. On September 10th, 2024, Grohl announced on Instagram he had fathered a fourth baby daughter who was born outside his marriage through infidelity and was trying to regain the family's trust. One unnamed source told People magazine that Grohl had hired a divorce lawyer before he made the announcement. All right. Well, that's weird. I'm guessing this isn't the first time he's cheated on her either, says Stevie. Kenny writes, I like how Dave Grohl always pulled up people and especially kids and had them play with them on stage. I always thought that was awesome of him to do. I never knew anything of his personal life, though. Nor did I. Linda says rock stars and athletes should not get married. That's a fair assessment. All right. Thank you, as always, to, I got a couple more sponsors to mention. First of all, Monster Trucks on September 21, Saturday, over at Berlin Raceway. Buy tickets at berlinraceway.com. It's going to be a lot of fun, especially if you got kids. A lot of the young kids like that Monster Truck thing. You know, young kids or Hill Jack older guys. BerlinRaceway.com. Parking is free, as always. That is the last event at Berlin for the year. I've been talking quite a bit about estate planning, taking care of your loved ones, making sure that you have all your ducks in a row, you have your family trust taken care of, your power of attorney, incapacity planning in case something happens to you or your significant other, all the financials in place with your last will, testament, and trust. You need an estate plan. You can't just say, well, I wrote down on a napkin that it's all going to my wife. That's not going to work. Your estate, everything that you own is going to go into probate, and that is a nightmare. It takes months, if not years, to get through that. And let's be honest, if something does happen to you, you want that all taken care of, because all your family should have to do is just, you know, grieve. You don't need to, you know, a lot of my sponsors have to do with planning, life insurance, things like that. This estate wise, you can find them online at estate-wise.com. Zach Marco is the attorney behind Estate Wise. And he can help you no matter where you are in the U.S. with your planning. 616-540-7544. Call or text. This is another client of mine, marketing partner, that I know when I talk about it, the alarm bells go off in your head. They're like, God, I got to do this. EZ's right. I got to do this. It's true. You do. And that's why I talk about it as much as I do. 616-540-7544. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about this. You have to have this in place. It could be you. It could be someone you know or love. Help me spread the word about Zach Marco at EstateWise, online at estate-wise.com. Call or text 616-540-7544. 44. Chris says, I went to Berlin last Saturday. Oh, nice. Kenny writes that Dave Mustaine of Megadeth recently went off on a guy yelling that he could play better than him and threatened to throw him out of the concert. Huge difference between those two Daves on stage. I've always heard that Dave Mustaine was kind of a jerk. I actually interviewed him face to face. 26 years ago at a radio station I worked at. He came in, he sat down across from me, and I was concerned because I had heard he hates doing these. And I started the interview. I said, Dave, welcome. I want you to know I'm concerned. And he said, why? And I said, because everybody told me that you are going to hate me because you are doing this interview. Is this true? And he said, because you said that, no. I go, awesome. What's happened? How come all these other ones are a problem? He says, because they ask stupid questions. I go, oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. I wanted to get that out there because I was concerned that you were going to hate me and want to beat me up by the time this is all said and done. He goes, no, this is great. He was nothing but cool. A total gentleman from beginning to end. Kenny says, wow, what a great first question. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I'm fucking great at this shit. I'm the best. I always have been. I was only 27 years old at the time then, too. I mean, now I've got real chops. Fucking A. All right. We have to get to the asshole of the day. I think I know what it is. I think I know who it is. The asshole of the day is brought to you by TC Paintball. Book an event today. Okay. Today's asshole of the day, brought to you by TC Paintball. Bob suggests Taylor Swift, you idiot. No. It's the fat racist hillbilly. That guy's the asshole today. Come on now. I guess it could have been Dave Grohl. But I'm going to go with the fat racist hillbilly. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the last free podcast for the day. I mean, for the week. Tomorrow, I'm going to have Not the Best of the Eric Zane Show podcast on the free audio platform, because I'm doing the radio show from here tomorrow morning, and then I'm leaving. I'm skipping out early, little senioritis. So, but I will post something. Three Patreon shows from about a year ago. I'll put them back to back to back on the free platform. You haven't heard them on the free platform. And then on Patreon, something to listen to while I'm away. March 25th, 2010. Ben said, damn, you said I was in the running for asshole of the day. Yeah, but you didn't do enough. David says, I got my quote from Ben at Kuiper Tree Care this morning. I love Ben at Kuiper Tree Care. Every one of you who has a tree issue, you want to clean some shit up, get rid of a tree, grind a stump, you should call Kuiper Tree Care. Online at KuiperTreeCare.com, K-U-I-P-E-R, K-U-I-P-E-R, TreeCare.com. Thank you to Joe Martinez. I see he's still here. He's still a bit salty about his shitty football team. There's a pretty good chance they won't win again this year. Most experts agree. Sherrone Moore is still reeling from the comment made by Jim Harbaugh. You may have seen Harbaugh said at his press conference for the Chargers that Michigan football is not what it was. And he thinks that they will go winless for the rest of the year and that Sherrone Moore was a bad choice. Harbaugh also added that Michigan will more than likely lose to Michigan State and Ohio State this year. I can't believe he said that. Unbelievable. Well, so there you go. Piano Finger Banger says Sherrone is going to be Brady Hoke 2.0. Jim Harbaugh said that too. It's crazy to think that he would just throw that out there like that. But he did. Folks, have a great day. I'll talk to you on Patreon. Till next time, bye-bye.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.